Currently, oil and gas operations on public and Indian lands lose vast amounts of natural gas. Between 2009 and 2014, more than 375 billion cubic feet of natural gas was lost through venting and flaring. That's enough gas to supply more than 5 million homes for a year. These resources belong to the American public, and they should be used, not wasted. Venting, flaring, and leaks of natural gas not only waste public resources and cause environmental impacts, they also deprive states, tribes, and federal taxpayers of up to $23 million annually in potential royalty revenue. And in the absence of sensible controls, natural gas losses from U.S. oil and gas operations are projected to increase. The BLM's proposed rule would advance the administration's goals of reducing the waste of public resources and cutting methane emissions from the oil and gas sector. By requiring reasonable, cost-effective measures to reduce venting, flaring, and leaks, the BLM expects to reduce the waste of natural gas by at least 40%. The proposal establishes baselines, standards, and practices. In brief, the rule would limit flaring and would largely prohibit venting as a means of gas disposal. Operators would also be required to use currently available methods to conduct periodic inspections of their operations and to promptly repair any leaks they find during those inspections. Further, operators would be required to replace certain devices that run on natural gas with newer devices that are readily available and that waste less gas. Taking into account the broader impacts of the wasted gas, we believe that the overall benefits of the proposal would substantially outweigh its costs. Several states and the Environmental Protection Agency have also taken steps to limit losses of natural gas from oil and gas operations. As you just heard, Wyoming is among those states. In developing the proposed rule, the BLM regularly consulted with EPA, and we conducted a series of meetings and public forums over the past 2 years to consult with tribal and state governments and solicit stakeholder views. The BLM has worked to ensure that its proposed regulations would not impose conflicting or redundant requirements on operators, and we remain committed to coordinating with our federal, state, and tribal partners to align and target the final regulations. Once finalized, this rule will reduce waste, increase returns to federal taxpayers, states, and tribes, and help protect our environment while also ensuring continued development of the public's oil and gas resources. Thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I'd be glad to answer any questions the committee may have.
Thank you. We now recognize our next witness. Am I correct that it is pronounced Lackelt?
Correct.
And Commissioner Lackelt, you are recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman, Ranking Member, and esteemed members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today about the BLM's proposal to limit gas waste from oil and gas development on federal and tribal land. As a county commissioner for La Plata County in Colorado, I know about oil and gas development and the positive and negative impacts it can have on communities and residents. In my county, we have more than 3,300 wells, with many of them on tribal and public land, and tens of thousands of additional wells across the state line in New Mexico. While oil and gas can provide jobs for our residents, we must ensure it is done in a safe and responsible manner. We cannot allow the waste of these resources, which belong to all Americans. As a taxpayer, a mother, and a public official elected to protect the health, safety, welfare, and budget of the residents of La Plata County, it is unacceptable that we currently allow the unfettered venting and flaring of natural gas. These practices result in the loss of millions of dollars in state and federal revenue, money that has a real and significant impact in my county, La Plata County. Fortunately, this administration has drafted regulations that attempt to resolve these problems. Overall, the proposal put forward by the BLM is a significant step in the right direction. We need to ensure that as little gas as possible is wasted. Wasted gas is lost money for the American taxpayers and the taxpayers of my state, as well as a public health hazard for citizens nearby these operations. Through statutes that Congress has passed, like the Mineral Leasing Act and the Federal Land Policy and Management Act, the BLM has an obligation to ensure that our shared resources are used for the public good, not wasted. By reducing this waste, local governments will see increased revenue from royalties that can go to important necessities like education, roads and bridges, and emergency services. If implemented, this rule will have the added benefit of safeguarding public health. However, many states have not put forward limits on emissions from oil and gas operations. In the San Juan Basin of northwest New Mexico and southwest Colorado, where I live, we have about 40,000 oil and gas wells. According to NOAA and NASA, our region is home to the highest concentrations of atmospheric methane in the country. We are the reddest spot on the map, and I don't want to be the reddest spot on the map anymore, and this rule can help solve this problem, especially as EPA has recently determined that methane from oil and gas operations is more prevalent than previously thought.